June 23, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Acquaintance with Grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, Isaiah 53, 3. We are not acquainted with grief in the way in which our Lord was acquainted with it. We endure it. We get through it. But we do not become intimate with it. At the beginning of life, we do not reconcile ourselves to the fact of sin. We take a rational view of life and say that a man, by controlling his instincts and by educating himself, can produce a life which will slowly evolve into the life of God. But as we go on, we find the presence of something which we have not taken into consideration, that is, sin, and it upsets all our calculations. Sin has made the basis of things wild and not rational. We have to recognize that sin is a fact, not a defect. Sin is a red-handed mutiny against God, which is any time my expressions, words or deeds, display a complete disregard for others and are self-indulgent, self-promoting, or self-serving. Either God, essentially his other preferring nature, or sin, my self-preferring nature, must die in my life. The New Testament brings us right down to this one issue. If sin rules in me, God's life in me will be killed. If God rules in me, sin in me will be killed. There is no possible ultimate other than that. The climax of sin, human expressions which denigrate or destroy relationship, that is, crimes against relationship, for which a holy and just God requires restitution, is that it crucified Jesus Christ, in that he, the only perfect man, could offer himself to suffer any other man's consequences to satisfy God's justice. What was true in the history of God on earth will be true in your history and in mine. In our mental outlook, we have to reconcile ourselves to the fact of sin as the only explanation as to why Jesus Christ came and as the explanation of the grief and sorrow in life. June 23, My Utmost for His Highest, Commentary. Could it be more evident than this? Our greatest pleasures in life come from good relationships, and our greatest heartaches in life come through bad relationships.